So our wonderful organist and pianist, I'm going to have you help me give the homily today. So you're going to do the Alleluia that we just did, and we're going to do that all throughout the homily. Everyone else, hold on. Here we go. So in a very special way, a pastor is a shepherd. And he is a shepherd in the name of Jesus. It's okay. I felt like that all week, I can tell you. And, you know, as a shepherd, we listen to the Word of God that comes to us in a special way. And Jesus really speaking directly to his disciples. And he's asking them, he really is in a kind of a dialogue with them initially. And it's the disciples of John that come to him first, and they say, "Are you the one that we are looking for, or should we look for another?" And Jesus really says something quite profound, and it's one that we really need to be aware of as a church. He says, "Go tell John that what you hear and see, the blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them." That's an alleluia. That's an alleluia big time. Hit it. Experience the Messiah in our lives. And so the question Jesus then asks the disciples around him is, what did you go out into the desert to see? In other words, what are you looking for in life? What are you looking for in life? And are you looking for someone dressed in fine clothing? Who are you looking for? What are you looking for? And he's really alluding to what he's just said. We're looking for the Messiah. We're looking for our Savior. We're looking for God's grace in our lives, which he offers to each of us, and which your pastor will be sharing with you through the sacraments. And so, we sing. In life. He knew that there were many challenges. He knew that there were difficulties. He knew we get all kinds of problems and things that happen. And each of those moments are really meant to be God moments, Jesus moments, moments when God can touch our lives and give us the special grace we need to find him in the moment. Whether it be the grace of patience, or the grace of understanding, or the grace of wisdom, or the grace of God's love, or the grace of faith, or the grace of hope. Whatever it is, God is offering it to you. And so, we go and tell what we see and what we hear as we sing. To be the dawning of the Savior in our lives in a new way. That's why we have lit the rose-colored candle. It's Gaudete Sunday. It's a Sunday to rejoice that the Savior is born in our midst. We've got our youth before us who are going to do a very special presentation after Mass about the Savior. in our lives and in their lives. That really is what we're called to share. It's what we're called to embrace. It's what Jesus is offering to us. It's one big hug of God's love for us as church, but also as disciples, as witnesses of his love. And so we sing. That's really us walking hand in hand with the Lord Jesus Christ to share his love with our community of faith, to share his love with all of us here gathered. He comes as our Savior. He comes to give sight to the blind. He comes to give the lame the ability to walk. He comes to those who are ill to cleanse them and heal them. He comes to the deaf that they may hear. And he comes to raise the dead to life. Wow. And so we sing.